I'd like you to settle yourself down and begin to relax all the muscles in your head. That's right, get yourself into a nice comfortable position and begin to relax all the muscles in your head. Your forehead, your eyes, your eyelids, your cheeks, your mouth and jaw. Just relaxing all of those muscles in and around your head. And while you're thinking about relaxing the muscles in your head, begin to think about relaxing all the muscles in your neck and in your shoulders. That's right, relaxing all the muscles in your neck and shoulders. And while thinking about relaxing all of those muscles in your neck and shoulders, your arms are becoming more and more relaxed. Now pay attention to your body and begin to realize how your head, neck, shoulders have begun to relax even more now that you're relaxing those arms all the way down to the fingertips. And while you're thinking about relaxing those arms more and more, think about how relaxed your chest and your stomach is becoming. Allow your chest and stomach to relax, to just let go, to breathe out any tension that might be in those areas. While your arms are relaxing, your head, neck and shoulders, feeling very relaxed. While you're allowing those arms to become free from stress, letting go of that tension, think about removing more tension from the rest of your body. Feel that relaxation moving downwards. And with every breath you take, allow that relaxation to grow. More and more as it travels down through your chest, past your stomach, down through the hips, through the thighs, all the way down through the legs, all the way out of the tips of your toes. As you naturally relax more and more, you can imagine that relaxation once again moving downwards, starting at the very top of your head, and constantly flowing downwards through your head, through your neck, down through your back, down through the hips. And while you feel the relaxation flowing down through the hips, you realize even more how the stress and the tension and the pressure and the worry are just simply flowing, moving out down through the legs, through the feet, right out of the tips of your toes, just relaxed. Completely at ease. And in this relaxed state, your inner mind now feels completely opened. Your inner mind can now accept all the beneficial suggestions that you hear. And even though your conscious critical mind may drift through many different thoughts, and that's fine, your subconscious, the deep down part, becomes keenly alert to absorb positive suggestions. Because in the past, you may have been influenced by situations, people, places, perhaps being surrounded by negative remarks or feelings, or even the negative actions of people in life. But we don't have to revisit specific times or moments that may have once affected you in the past, because your subconscious mind now feels ready to accept new beliefs about yourself, your abilities, even the world around you. Because it's now time for you to let go of fear-based emotions, such as anger, or blame, or jealousy. Fear is just anger turned inwards. And that part of life where deep inside you may feel anger, or frustration, or shame, or embarrassment over past mistakes, that part of life is over. So you no longer feel the need to blame yourself in any way for things that may have happened in the past. You can now detach yourself from those negative emotions and feelings and situations. From now on, you can focus on the positive aspects of life. Within all situations, within every opportunity, you now allow yourself to experience awareness and joy and intrigue as you begin to reap the benefits of a positive outlook. Your body is now calm, relaxed, your mind focused, as you begin to enjoy that peaceful experience. Your self-esteem is increasing, and you're beginning to enjoy this newfound outlook. This newfound outlook brings with it confidence. And you can now focus on the task at hand and feel good about yourself at the same time, being enthusiastic about new life, new situations, new opportunities, looking forward to future experiences. And any challenge that may present itself is now an opportunity for growth. Any problem, any challenge that may present itself to you, it's now an opportunity for growth, and you can look forward to this growth as well as any other opportunity, because you see yourself as a responsible, important person, quite within your own right to feel self-assured. No longer the need to worry about situations that you simply cannot control, because that's a waste of time. Instead, you can feel relaxed, enjoying your ability to focus on the task at hand, feeling alert and aware and in control of your thoughts and feelings. You now enjoy feeling secure, being a determined, focused person, creating your own opportunities, confident, secure, calm and focused, and determined, appreciating all aspects of yourself. Because in the past, you may have often found yourself expecting the worst to happen, doubtful of other people's thoughts, what they were thinking about you, making you feel doubtful about your own abilities, negative. The term a half-empty glass may have best portrayed your attitude towards life or towards certain challenges. Whereas you know that people who look on the bright side, their glass would be half full. But notice how I said in the past. That's because that old way, that old unempowered way of thinking, no longer applies to you. The very fact that you're listening to me now confirms that your outlook is changing. You're ready to accept what is rightfully yours. A happier, more relaxed, more positive frame of mind. You have made up your mind that from now on, your thoughts will be positive. You've made up your mind. Yes, you have decided. And that decision has been yours alone. You know that when things go wrong, We can't change other people. Unless, of course, they want to be changed. But you also know that what you can do, what you can and will do, is to change yourself, to change your way of thinking and feeling and reacting. And these changes are already taking place at a much, much deeper level of mind. That is, within your subconscious mind. The part of you that governs your thought processes and all the automatic actions and reactions that have developed as part of your personality since the moment you were born. Now, another thing you're aware of is that there will be times when positive thinking alone doesn't seem to pay off. I'll give you an example. If you were to approach a challenge to do something you are not skilled in, you won't suddenly become a champion overnight. But because you're approaching these challenges, those skills will build up. Those skills will grow, get stronger, and you'll find yourself before long able to do so much more than you ever gave yourself credit for in the past. And as an extra bonus, you'll find that self-confidence and your sense of self-worth increasing day by day. No longer do little setbacks eat away at your own belief, for when you set your mind to succeed, more often than not, you will. And if you were formerly plagued by worries and fears of things that were outside of your control, perhaps even not realistic, you will find those worries and fears now ebb away. The worry and fears are allowed to flow away as your own confidence flows in. You're now thinking positive thoughts and expecting the best outcome. And you can do this automatically because you can expect the best outcome to happen. And as you expect that to happen, 8 or 9 times out of 10, it will. Because fear is a completely subjective thing. It can't be seen, it can't be touched, it has no smell, nor does it have a taste. So if it can't be seen or touched, then it's not physical. Obviously, it exists only in your mind. No one else around you realizes that you feel that fear. It's something they cannot see. So they can't be aware of it. And because of this, the only one that's affected by that fear is you. Releasing this internal fear from the past will help you to progress in many, many ways. By not holding on to that fear, your mind can remain clearer to help you in dealing with challenges much more easily. A calm, level-headed mind is what's required to remain in control of any sort of confrontation, interaction, connection, presentation, any challenge. There are 2 simple techniques that can be used to release fear. Many times people tend to over-exaggerate their situation, to become afraid of all the things that may go wrong. And this can cause you to spiral downwards, exaggerating more and more. And the solution to this would be to think of the situation that you might be afraid of and to work through it in your mind. What are several or more of the possible outcomes of this particular challenge? Think about what could happen. Think about how it could go right. The best outcome. Oftentimes, By working through the situation mentally, you'll find that the possible outcomes are not nearly as severe as you'd initially thought, thereby relieving the build-up fear. And another way of releasing fear is by changing its very nature. Fear, as we know, is subjective. So by changing it to becoming objective, you've changed its nature, and thereby changed what it is. It no longer is fear, therefore it no longer exists. Here's how to change a subjective fear to objective. In order to deal with the criticism you may fear behind presentations, or speaking, or what other people might think, in order to deal with any criticism, it's important to understand exactly what it is. Criticism's always judgment-based. In order to be criticized, someone else has to have decided to make a judgment call over you. It's their interpretation or observation of how they feel you should be or should do something. Now, most people deal with any level of criticism at an emotional level, and therefore we become uncomfortable at handling negative feedback, which may lead us to feel upset or negative-minded, perhaps even leading to a panic feeling. But you no longer feel the need to do that, because you can now look towards criticism totally differently. From this moment on, you gather that feedback. You take it for exactly what it is, a judgment call from someone else on how they feel you should be. It's an opinion. So you no longer take criticism emotionally. Instead, you gather it as positive feedback that may at some point even be helpful to your own progress. Imagine watching a child first learning to ride a bike. You would give them positive feedback on how to ride it better, even if they kept wobbling, even if they fell off. You would give them positive feedback, helpful tips from your own experience to help them, designed to help them get better themselves. Therefore, your criticism, your positive feedback, can be a welcome, helpful thing. Day by day, you will increasingly do what you enjoy doing, rather than what other people think you ought to do in life. It would be nice if other people approved of what you do, but it's not necessary for your happiness, for you to be loved, or approved, or validated by almost everyone for almost everything you do. You know what it is that makes you happy. You know what it is that makes your life feel enjoyable. And this is what you should do. As each day passes, you'll allow yourself to become increasingly competent as you try to better your own performance. Do things because they bring pleasure, because they bring rewards. But give up the notion of trying to be thoroughly competent, thoroughly adequate, perfect, perfectly achieving. Try to do, rather than to do perfectly. You can accept any failures as undesirable, but not dreadful. In fact, you can accept any failure simply as feedback, powerful lessons that can allow you to grow, because you're a worthwhile, valuable person, simply because you exist as a human being. not because of how well you do something. You are worthwhile within yourself, quite aside from any performances. So day by day, you'll find it easier to accept that you are a fallible human being. And therefore, you are likely to make mistakes on occasions. And you'll be able to learn from those mistakes and become increasingly successful as a result of them. Because you can accept that as a human being, you're fallible. You'll find it completely unnecessary to worry about everything, to blame yourself for everything. Self-blame is completely unhelpful. Worry is destructive. When conditions are not as you would like them to be, you will be, wherever possible, able to change them for the better. And when for the moment things cannot be changed, you'll be able to accept the moment calmly, realizing that any anger, any frustration, would simply be making you miserable for nothing. It would be nice if things were going the way you want, but if they're not, it's not terrible. It's not horrible. It's not catastrophic. You'll be able to accept the situation calmly and then determinedly work to improve it. Day by day, you will become more and more successful in feeding positive, happier thoughts into your mind. And you'll accept more and more strongly that you are responsible for your emotions, that you decide whether to feel happy or miserable. It's not those external events that make you happy or sad. It's the attitude you take to these events. Any misery is caused by your own thinking, is caused by the negative sentences you may speak to yourself. So gradually, you'll find less and less need to worry about future problems or dangers, many of which are quite imaginary, and you'll be able to determine the real dangers about the things you fear and see what the probabilities are of their actually occurring. Most of the things we worry about never actually happen. You know this. So we make ourselves miserable for nothing. Day by day, you'll find yourself becoming more and more successful in overcoming such pointless, needless worry. As each day passes, you'll become increasingly able to face up to the difficulties, the challenges, the responsibilities within life. You'll be able to determine for yourself what the truly necessary activities of life are, and no matter how unpleasant they may feel, you'll be able to perform them unrebelliously and promptly. And as you do so, you'll feel an ever-growing sense of happiness and accomplishment, as long as that growing confidence too. With every passing day, the irrationalities of the past will influence your life less and less. The past is history. You will reject more and more strongly the idea that the past is all important, and you'll realize very powerfully that just because something once affected you, there is no reason why it should continue to do so indefinitely. You can let it go. You're a different person now. You're a different person from the one you were in the past. You're a different person from the one you were yesterday. And now you can successfully cope with things which may have previously upset you or worried you. With ever increasing frequency, you will be able to accept people and things as they are, realizing that compromise and reasonable solutions are necessary. And you'll be able to release the notion that it's catastrophic if perfect solutions to life's challenges are not found. As each day passes, you'll find yourself making definite attempts to become more vitally absorbed in some persons or things outside of yourself. To make our lives happier. To make our lives more fulfilling. We need to broaden them. We need a purpose, a direction. And you'll be able to find such a purpose for yourself. So now and for the next few moments, you can allow yourself to continue to relax even more deeply as your subconscious mind processes the information, absorbs the suggestion, and continues the amazing work that it's already started for you, working now to reach an even deeper understanding. And whenever your subconscious mind is finished with what it needs to do at this time, it will find its own way of letting you know. And in your own time and at your own pace, and only when your subconscious mind is ready for you to do so, can you begin to drift back quietly and easily from wherever it is that you've been, reorienting yourself to this time, this place, and becoming a little more aware of feeling very refreshed, feeling alert, feeling comfortable, and with a very deep sense of having accomplished something of tremendous importance, which continues just for you. And when your subconscious mind is ready for you, you can simply open your eyes